Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Former President Trump confirmed he will leave his Florida resort tonight and travel to New York City, where he will appear in court tomorrow for his arraignment. Trump says the corrupt DA has no case. What he does have is a venue where it's impossible for me to get a fair trial. End quote. Former U.S. Attorney Andy McCarthy on Fox News last night.
A rogue prosecutor will try to make up for with quantity what he lacks in quality. So what you always have to be careful of is that they're loading up an indictment with counts, even though it's thin gruel, because in essence, what Bragg is trying to accomplish is to get Trump to be a convicted felon.
A group of large oil producers led by Saudi Arabia announced yesterday they will cut more than 1 million barrels of oil a day starting next month. The move has caught the Biden administration off guard. The output cuts add to the reduction of 2 million barrels a day agreed to in October by Saudi-led OPEC. Twitter has released the code for its tweet recommendation algorithm on GitHub. The code offers insight into the indicators that translate into impressions. It is designed to give more prominent placement to tweets that have a higher probability of engagement. Twitter plans to unverify legacy users in favor of Twitter Blue subscribers. Many of the same areas reeling from weekend storms are expected to see severe weather again as early as tomorrow.
At least 30 people in 7 states have been reported dead following an outbreak of tornadoes. The National Weather Service says the Midwest from Iowa, Missouri, and Illinois through Arkansas and Texas are at the greatest risk for a few strong tornadoes. Weather experts say the tornado activity the U.S. has already seen in 2023 is unusual. Tornado season typically starts in April, with the most activity happening in May and June. I'm Skip Kelly.
March Madness Championship is tonight. San Diego State University plays UConn at 9:20 Eastern. USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Russia has once again resumed the top job in the United Nations Security Council by filling the presidency for a month of April. The same country that's being accused of war crimes and the invasion of Ukraine will now hold the top position. The Republican presidential primary for 2024 continues to get more participants.
Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson tells ABC's This Week that he's decided to run in 2024.
This is one of the most unpredictable political environments that I've seen in my lifetime. And so my message of experience, of consistent conservatism, of hope for our future and solving problems that face Americans, I think that that resonates.
Hutchinson joins former President Trump and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley in the Republican primary race. I'm Dave Collins.
A new ABC News poll indicates a majority of Americans are not supporting New York's indictment of former President Trump, and almost half the country believes it was politically motivated. The ABC Ipsos poll was conducted after the indictment announcement using a random national sample of 593 adults. Results have a margin of sampling error of 4.4 points. Tesla Incorporated delivered a record number of EVs in the first 3 months of the year when the company slashed prices to entice demand in the market. Elon Musk said yesterday that it delivered almost 423,000 vehicles to customers globally in the first quarter. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
For joining in and being part of the solution, not adding to the problem. I am Bill Martinez at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And to this end, we have Dr. Randall Bell back with us to talk about his new book, Post-Traumatic Thriving, The Art, Science, and Stories of Resilience. Dr. Bell, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm eager to talk to you because your book and your message, boy, I'll tell you, this is something that we should hold on to these days to give us some hope in the midst of all the chaos that we seem to be enveloped in.
Yeah, you're right, Bill. Things are cray-cray around the country, around the world, and the timing of the book was just kind of a happy accident, but I've been working on it for about 15 years.
It always is that, isn't it? It's 15 plus a lifetime. You actually, like with any project, it seems to be that's the case. Yes, 15 years of direct investment, but really when you consider everything, it's a lifetime of experience, right?
Yeah, I mean, as you know, Bill, I've been working on these disaster sites since the 1980s, and I worked on O.J. Simpson and JonBenet Ramsey, and then I worked on the World Trade Center. And in working in these various cases around the world, you meet people that are traumatized, and although I'm there to study the economics, I feel bad, and I want to give them more than a pat on the back. And so this book was my effort to really study the science of trauma recovery and see what really works. Because a lot of people pull through these things really successfully if they only have the recipe on how to do it.
Exactly. Well, I think it was quite interesting in the opening of your book, you start with the end. And I'm going to read it verbatim. It says, and then it happens. We wake up in this new place. It feels right. The old triggers now pass harmlessly through our minds. Our hearts are calm. We are grounded. Our vision is clear. We are at peace with where we have been. We are at peace with what we have been through. We are at peace with the people around us, and we are at peace with where we are headed. Our souls are ignited. Our old traumas are now the fuel to do something remarkable. And now that we know how our story ends, let's look at the journey that led us here. That is a very hopeful beginning, and the beginning that you take us to here.
Yeah, it is. And I wanted people to start the book realizing where we're going to end up and know the end game. Because
yes,
trauma recovery is not about forgetting the past and burying it or magically making it go away. It's about there's 15 chapters. There's 15 steps where we go through the dive stage, all the anger and the shock and the denial and all the ugly emotions. And then there's kind of a middle ground. We call it the survival stage. We go from dive to survive, where we kind of get back on our feet and start functioning again. But the book's really about the third stage, which is thrive, where we tap into the fuel of the trauma, and we do it kind of, it's as if the trauma wakes us up, Bill, And we now do something really remarkable. And I've seen the pattern over and over and over again. And the science is so good. The techniques are so good. If people just know about it, they get knocked down with something in life, and they can bounce back bigger and better than they ever were before.
Mm-hmm. We're getting a slight interruption with your phone on your end right now, Dr. Bell. Just heads up on this. So if you've moved or something, I know sometimes it can be sensitive and overreactive. So hopefully we can hold on to a solid line with you, because what you're sharing with us is so important. So in your experience, as you said, you know, we've talked before about different events and traumas. I mean, world-class traumas, you know, whether it's 9/11 or, you know, with family traumas, with Benet Ramsey and that, you have dealt with them. And this is what you found to be consistent to occur, that people will go through these steps. And the idea is that if you, in a sense, when you get to that point where you can look and believe that there is redemption and there's another side to the story that's yet to be written, then that gives you some hope. And it kind of gives you a direction and a mission that you're moving forward and be encouraged along the way. Because it's not like all of a sudden, you know, somebody's going to wave a wand and you're going to be there at the end. You're going to have to go through this process, right?
Well, absolutely, and you're right, Bill. And it doesn't matter if it's a world-class problem or it's just the situation in life that we lose a parent, we lose a child, one of these horrific situations, and it doesn't make the headlines. The trauma recovery process is the same. So what I do in the book is, with each chapter, I follow the journeys of 12 people I know. They're all friends. I know these folks. I've sat down and interviewed them, and I correlate their story with the kind of clinical step that we're in and see how they process them. And it gives people kind of an opportunity to understand both the science, but then see it in action.
Exactly. Well, example, let's you say section one is the dive stage. We get knocked down, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we get knocked down. There's inevitable shock, and then there's the denial. This can't happen to me. I can't believe it. And then the anger. Anger is very normal. I tell people, if you're upset, be upset. It's okay. But just don't hurt anybody and don't hurt yourself. But don't feel bad for being angry. And then we start bargaining with God. We start bargaining with our, you know, the paramedics or the doctors. And then normally people land on depression. Again, very normal. But if it lasts for more than 2 or 3 months, you really need to seek some help, because we shouldn't get stuck there.
Right. So shock, denial, anger, bargain, depression, these are normal cycles. But how relatively, are you saying that as you go through that first dive stage, that's maybe a 3 to 6 month journey, roughly? I mean, if you can put it in those terms?
Well, yeah, it is, but the term I use throughout the book, post-traumatic thriving, is rinse and repeat. You may get into the survive stage or even the thrive stage, but you spend a day back in depression. And again, I point out that this is normal. So it's okay to rinse and repeat some of these things, but we always want to be taking 2 steps forward and 1 step back. And always we're looking at the overall trajectory and the overall trend of things.
You know, Dr. Bell, I found in my experience, it's a bit like an onion skin experience. You know, you pull back, you know, one of the layers of the onion skin, and like sometimes what will happen is a bruise will show up. That, wait a minute, that wasn't, you know, that wasn't there yesterday when I pulled that layer off. It was clean, and now all of a sudden the bruise comes in. And I see that similar to our lives as well, is that maybe sometimes we're not prepared to deal with that part of the pain at that moment, even though we can, you know, progress forward. But we still need to deal with that bruise at some point, and that's what brings us back and takes us back a little bit, only to thrive again, but on a higher and more, I guess, a better level. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. And I think that the concepts are to sit in the fire, have difficult conversations, and also grounding exercises, deep breathing. Those always keep us moving in an overall positive way.
Well, we're talking with Dr. Randall Bell. His new book, Post-traumatic thriving, the art, science, and stories of resilience. We'll have more from Randall after this. Stay with us. We're coming on just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Post-traumatic thriving, the art, science, and stories of resilience deals with the issues of unresolved trauma in our lives. Ultimately, the quality of our lives depends on our ability to successfully process our heartbreaks and catastrophes, and it's more common than you may realize. He's the author, socioeconomist, and CEO of Landmark Research Group. Dr. Randall Bell is back with us. Randall, as you're pointing out here, I mean, that's so important, is that when traumas happen, we can try and stuff it away, and we're going through life just dragging this anchor And there's no way that we can be all that God intentioned us to be in holding on to these traumas.
You're absolutely right, Bill. By college age, the statistics are that 66 to 85 of us have been hit by at least one trauma. And by my age, it's 100%. And wow. The problem is that the school system does not teach us how to deal with trauma. We're kind of left on our own. And if we don't deal with it, it's going to linger through our whole lives. And there's a direct correlation between that and all kinds of mental and physical illnesses. So we got to learn how to deal with life stuff in a productive way.
Is it a spiritual issue, Randall? You know, when you deal with trauma?
That's part of the ingredients. Yeah. Chapter 11 is all about the spirituality of trauma recovery and learning a connection with a higher power and forgiveness and all those topics. And again, this is all supported by academic literature.
Exactly. Yeah, it's all, I mean, we're tripart human beings, you know, body, mind, and spirit. And if you don't address the totality of who you are, then, you know, that trauma will find a place to hide, won't it?
Oh, it does, and it starts an internal war. And I use myself as a bad example in the book because I was born with a congenital heart defect, and I had open heart surgery when I was 11, and the doctors physically fixed me. I was totally fine, but the emotional thing was never resolved, and it didn't get resolved until I was in my 50s. That's where one reason that really prompted me to address this topic, because it affected me, and frankly, it affects about everyone.
Well, I can tell you, my father, when he had quadruple bypass surgery, they had fixed him, but there was something that was different. Psychologically, it really hit him, and he never quite transgressed, as some heart patients who go through, you know, this type of surgery. And the doctors had no clue. Now, reading more of what you share in your book would have been helpful. Because my dad struggled till the day he died, you know, with this. I mean, he was never fearful, but he, as a result of this, became fearful. There was a part of his personality that was there and pronounced that was never part of anything that I remember seeing with him. But, you know, clearly what happened, maybe it was just the idea that, He came to realize his sense of mortality, even though, you know, he was a World War II veteran. He was there at the Battle of the Bulge and experienced things that, you know, we can't even and won't, you know, we don't even want to talk about. So he was loaded with trauma. But there was something about this heart surgery that affected him that, you know, I could see, you know, quite clearly, but I couldn't address.
Yeah, exactly. And same experience with me and so many others. And that's why we need to stop stuffing our feelings down and open up the thing and do exactly what you're doing here, Bill, and having this conversation, because we're talking about trauma. We're talking about ugly stuff. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes.
Unless we deal with it, it's like a wound. If you just have a wound and you stitch it up prematurely without cleaning it out, you're only making a bad problem worse. And the idea of this book is to open it up, look at the ugly stuff, treat it successfully so that it heals properly once and for all.
And the stories that you share, and which are seemingly consistent with people who have been traumatized, that have been on a journey of healing, they get to the other side and they go through all these stages. And then at the end, it's almost like they're thankful for the trauma.
Well, yeah, it's funny you say that, because chapter 15 is on gratitude. I will never be grateful that I underwent open heart surgery at the age of 11. But I'll tell you, Bill, today when I see a kid in a wheelchair, I'm grateful for the tear I get, because I don't have to imagine what that kid feels like. I lived it. And it's given me an empathy that I don't think I would have had otherwise. So there's always something to be grateful for, and that's part of the lesson, is to looking for what that is. And I've met people that have lost children. Well, now they have causes to ensure that that same trauma doesn't affect other children, and they've saved thousands and thousands of lives. So that's what we're looking for. We're looking how to channel the anger into something productive and spiritually satisfying.
Exactly. And some of the stories that you talk about, a devoted wife and mother, Debbie is her name. she finds out that her husband, who died of suicide, had been leading a double life.
Yeah, I went to high school with Debbie. She was the lead cheerleader, beautiful girl, and we're still friends. She lives in Newport Beach and living that what appeared to be just the perfect lifestyle with her husband. Turned out that he had spent their $1 million in savings on drugs and hookers, and found him having committed suicide one day. She was left penniless, and obviously with the devastation of all of this mess. Today, Debbie's thriving. She's finished her degrees. She's a therapist and back on track doing wonderful things. And we see this again over and over again if people have the right principles.
Exactly. You've got the story of Ron, a gifted athlete whose dreams of Olympic glory were dashed, right?
Yeah, Jimmy Carter canceled the Olympics, and he was headed off to do shot put, and it was all dashed. I'll tell you, he started up a business. It grew into 10 distribution centers around the world. He just sold it for a fortune. But more important than all that, his family's solid. His wife's relationship is solid. And he's gotten to know every single employee in his facilities around the world by name. And he always is doing little small things to help them out with their kids' tuition or their granddaughter's bicycle. The guy is just sprinkling sunshine everywhere he goes with his success and mentoring people. It's really phenomenal.
Well, Dr. Bell, we're reminded that trauma doesn't have to be the end of the story. In many cases, it's only a beginning, and that's what you cite time and again. For the 17-year-old J.C., convicted of a murder, he's sent to San Quentin, prison for life. 17 years old, prison for life. Wow.
Exactly. And in J.C.'s case, he committed a crime. He takes responsibility, but he wasn't there for the murder. He had gone home. But his girlfriend stayed behind and committed the murder. But under California law, you're as guilty as the actual murderer. Went to prison as a 17-year-old for 22 years, got out on parole. I attended his college graduation. And, Bill, I'll tell you, I didn't graduate with honors. He did. And now he's in a Ph.D. program. And he's married, beautiful child, in a Ph.D. program. And he's a community volunteer. Every time I talk to him, he's running off to something to go help disadvantaged kids. He's on fire. And again, real person, real circumstances, sharing with us what was going through his head through this whole journey of trauma recovery.
Wow, what a story. This is amazing. You've got a young Hungarian girl, Erica. Her life was brutalized by the Nazis. Whoa, man, you talk about trauma, right? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, Erica lived in downtown L.A., and I met her in my doctoral program years ago. And every time in downtown, I stop by and visit her. She sadly just passed away right after COVID at the age of 100. But even though she lost most of her family in the Holocaust, every time I went to the old folks' home, she was the one resident who was out in the sunshine, and she painted oil paintings that are just spectacularly beautiful, very radiant. She just took a horrible situation. I asked her point blank, Erica, so many people have been through what you've been through, and they're just devastated, and they're just depressed the rest of their lives. Why are you so fun to hang out with? And she said, you know what? It's a choice. There's clouds, and there's the sunshine, and I focus on the sunshine, and I do it conscientiously. And she channels that energy in her great oil paintings, which, in my mind, are priceless.
Wow. Well, there's a lot of power in intentionality, isn't there?
Absolutely. You got to make the choice to do it and pick up the book or somehow learn these principles and apply them.
Pick up the book, Post-Traumatic Thriving, The Art, Science, and Stories of Resilience, have been linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Dr. Randall Bell has been our guest. Thank you, Randall. Take care.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion Hearing Aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
USA News Update. Former President Trump confirmed he will leave his Florida resort tonight and travel to New York City, where he will appear in court tomorrow for his arraignment. Trump says the corrupt DA has no case. What he does have is a venue where it's impossible for me to get a fair trial. End quote. Former U.S. Attorney Andy McCarthy on Fox News last night.
A rogue prosecutor will try to make up for with quantity what he lacks in quality. So what you always have to be careful of is that they're loading up an indictment with counts, even though it's thin gruel, because in essence, what Bragg is trying to accomplish is to get Trump to be a convicted felon.
A group of large oil producers led by Saudi Arabia announced yesterday they will cut more than 1 million barrels of oil a day starting next month. The output cuts add to the reduction of 2 million barrels a day. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hey, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you need to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Great book from Randall Bell, huh? Well, I tell you, that is well worth the read, because the fact of the matter is, as he said, you know, for those of us who have lived long enough, we've not been protected. I mean, trauma is part of life. It's what are you going to do with it? How are you going to, let it... I guess, you know, let it reform you, let it, have its impact that it will. But it's, again, that reminder that those things that, the evil one may mean, you know, for evil, God turns out to good as you go through this process. And this is quite the study what Dr. Bell has done in, you know, breaking this down for us. This is things that have been studied for a long time. In his book, Post-Traumatic Thriving, it bridges the iconic work of Dr. Kubler-Ross's Five Stages of Grief and the pioneering work of Dr. Richard Tedeschi and Dr. Lawrence Calhoun involving trauma and growth. Like I said, it's an ideal companion book for therapists and patients alike. So if you find yourself dealing with this, understand that maybe you needed to hear this message. Maybe you needed to hear about this book. But this is, I'll tell you, something that you need to hold on to and be another one of those resources. And I'd say certainly along with, the Word of God, who, wants us to be healed, does not want us to go through life stumbling about. But traumas, you know, will happen. It is a part of life, life and death. This is part of this experience. It's not anything specifically that God would want us, wanted us to go through. When the heavens were created and when Adam and Eve came on the scene. But we live in a fallen world, and part of the fall is, the pain and suffering that we go through. But, Randall, through all his studies, as he said, he's invested 15 years of his own life along with all the other research to really, encapsulate and to give us 15 stories of others who have, you know, have gone through trauma and have come out on the other side to the point, I know it might be hard to imagine. You sit there and maybe you're early on in the early stages of trauma and you're going, how do I get to that point where there's gratitude? And it's not necessarily gratitude for going, you know, going through it, as he said, although maybe I think in part that might be a little bit. Because you're a better person because of the trauma that you endured. And the stories that he relates here, you know, from, you know, a wife, Debbie, who discovers her husband who dies of a suicide, led a double life. Can you imagine? Or a gentleman, Leo, who lost an eye and his hearing in two separate accidents. Like, wait a minute, what's going on here? I lose an eye, now I lose my hearing in these accidents. You know, this young man who was 17, convicted of murder, sent to San Quentin prison for life, gets out 22 years later. His life's turned around, and he's an incredible success story. And I mean, it is amazing what he must have endured for 20 some years being in San Quentin prison with a life sentence. And then, of course, then you get a gifted athlete who's thinking, oh, gosh, all I want to do is represent my country and go to Olympics and experience Olympic glory. And, of course, the Olympics that year under, you know, President Jimmy Carter, when they were canceled, all of a sudden that's gone. You know, and it's not like, especially when you're training for the Olympics, it's not like you just do it for a couple of weeks. I mean, this is a lifetime investment. I mean, you're all in. Your parents are all in. Family members are all in. Relatives, they're all in support of you to do that. And then all of a sudden to have that dream dashed right there when you're, you know, about ready to experience all, you know, all that you've put in for it, all that you've invested, and that dream is taken away. What he must have endured. You got another person, Susan, whose luxury home was demolished by a landslide. This was her dream home. And a landslide takes it away, the trauma that she had to go through and the process. And the process that everybody goes through, it's a similar process. It's these natural steps that Dr. Bell cites in his book that are really valuable for all of us. And we all have gone through and experienced traumas, and we go through this process. You got this young man, John, who is living an idyllic island life. And his daughter is killed by a nuclear fallout. You know, why me, Lord? Why me? And losing a daughter. Oh. Erica was a young Hungarian girl who related her story and how she took her trauma and expressed. And I think that part of her therapy was in the artwork that she created, which is just unbelievable. And lived to be over 100 years. Can you imagine? And you think, wow, you're carrying trauma like this, which she went through, you know, for decades, for over 100 years. This is part. And she comes out on the other side with an attitude of realizing that every day is a gift. And she goes and lives it, being blessed and being a blessing. You got Tanya's sister. Her sweet, caring, innocent sister was horrifically murdered. And you have so many stories that you hear in the news today. I mean, this is nothing new. I mean, crimes abound in this culture today. And it only appears that it's intensifying, you know, and that's what we see happening more and more. We don't see less crime. We're seeing more crime. And as if that's not enough, then we see the agents that are supposed to be the crime fighters seemingly facilitating more crime than doing something that is going to, in effect, have us realize less crime. It's an upside down world. There's no question about it. And these traumas that are coming upon, you know, all of us in many forms and in many experiences. This is where we are right now in today's America, in today's world. You've got Jerry, who was born with cerebral palsy. And can you imagine? I mean, here it is. You're born with this debilitation. And as if that's not enough, you're picked on by bullies and you're discriminated against at every turn. I mean, if that doesn't break your heart, just hearing, you know, something like that that someone has gone through. But, you know, Jerry was able to overcome and went through this process. And what a success story that you read about in Randall's book. You've got Joe, who longed for a relationship with his father. He wanted to have a relationship with his father, but he never got a chance because the mafia got to his father first and took him out. And he was deprived of that relationship with his father. Can you imagine what this young man has endured? And, of course, Randall himself, who was a little boy who learned that only open-heart surgery would save him. And his story, how it's documented and he relates in this book. I'll tell you, I congratulate Dr. Bell, and I'm grateful, you know, for what he's given us. I mean, this is really a gift because, like I said, you know, for those of us who have reached a certain, you know, number of decades, we all have experienced trauma. And as he mentioned, you know, college-age kids, 63% to 85% of kids, even at that stage in life, have experienced a trauma. And if that's unresolved, and you can't expect schools to deal with it, they don't. But I think this is something that you can say maybe the churches, you know, because this is a spiritual issue, as I mentioned, and the spiritual dynamic is key to this. And this is where the healing, because when you deal with it from a spiritual standpoint, you're able to appreciate it in its totality. As I mentioned, we're tripartite human beings. We're physical, we're mental, we're spiritual. And that has to be fully addressed. And this is something that God has shown me a number of years ago. When you pray for healing, you pray for the total healing of one's body, mind, and spirit, that all will be healed, because in any kind of trauma, it affects all three areas. And it's interesting how they're manifest. And it's also interesting how creative we can be to kind of hide the effects of that trauma. And so this does require, boy, it requires some transparency and vulnerability. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, we should have comfort in knowing that, in a sense, that we're not the only ones. That everybody on this earth goes through trauma in one form or fashion. And maybe the trauma that you're experiencing today, is what you will learn from that trauma will be helpful for someone else down the road. We've got more coming up. Thanks for being with us.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits, paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think.
Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
It's quite obvious that lawlessness is abounding, and as we mentioned earlier, violent crime continues to rise across the United States. It doesn't matter the studies that that come out. We see this with our own eyes. We're witnessing crime and lawlessness in our communities at record rates. It is heartbreaking what's happening. The amount of death and destruction. And it just seems that, as we've been warned, that the hearts of many would grow cold. This is where we are. We've become cold-hearted, and there is an increasing lack of compassion. Politics has overrun us. It is no longer downstream of the culture. It's the other way around. Culture is downstream politics. It's no wonder people don't want to talk politics, have anything to do. I don't blame you. It's messy. It has gotten out of control. But you know what? This is all planned. This didn't happen by accident. People in politics, they want to be in control. They think that they are the answer. They've never been the answer. This was the unique opportunity of this great American idea. Our founding fathers, and before them the pilgrims who came here. I mean, they came to America with a vision and a hope and a prayer that they could live in a country where they could worship God as they wanted and not be told how to worship God or what God to worship. And God honored that prayer and gave us this great American idea. And we've been working it out through the process, and some want to be very critical and look at it in an exceptional sort of way. Why? So that we would be more free? I mean, they don't even realize, in some sense, what they're doing. I mean, this is the ironic thing about this, is that so much of bureaucratic history, when you look at it, you get all these unintentional consequences that come into play. And so often, the government makes it worse because they think they know better. Somehow they think that they're going to be able to corral the passions of men. Whether it's prohibition, whether it's gun control, drugs, I mean, go on down, sex trafficking. I mean, there's some things about our humanity that are evil. And this is why our founding fathers knew. And when asked about the Constitution, you know, John Adams and Madison, others said, this Constitution is designed for a moral people. If you're going to have self-rule, think about that. You have to be morally aware and have moral consciousness. And that comes from the truth. But as soon as progressives made the truth relative, In a sense, I mean, we talk about crossing the Rubicon. That was crossing the Rubicon. When the truth became relative, there we started to see a critical brick in the wall, out of the wall, and the wall started coming down. We abandoned truth. Truth. True objective truth. Not relative truth. We wanted to buy into, well, that's your truth, my truth. No. There's no relative truth. Relative truth gets you the America that we're living in today. It gets you the chaos that we have today. Because the truth of there being two genders, a man and a woman, it's all relative. Now we've got, I don't know, some cases over 80, 90 different iterations of the sexes. I guess what God said, God must have been wrong, right? How arrogant that you would think that God would be wrong. But that's what you have to say because you want to believe in your own truth, which is a lie. It's not the truth at all. Okay? You are abandoning the foundations of morality and the things, the structure, the infrastructure that gives you a successful life or a shot at a successful life in a fallen world. The opposing forces are there. They're quite clear. And you can't ignore them. And so what's happening, you got to choose what side of the Rubicon you're on. Are you going to be on the side of God Almighty who created it all, who controls it all? Or are you going to be on the side of the globalists, the World Economic Forum, that wants to control you, all in the name of trying to get you to think that, oh, you're going to be, it's going to be so much better. Because these things that you're striving for right now don't matter. They're all going to be controlled by some international infrastructure that says that you will own nothing, but you're going to like it. It's just going to be this wonderful utopia. Really? I mean, do you really believe that to be the case? I mean, it's one thing if you're young and you don't know better and you've had such a short span of life's experience to think, oh, yeah, that's okay. You don't have to worry about working hard and striving and, you know, being the best version of myself. It's all planned for me. You know, they'll tell me who I'm going to marry. I'm going to like it. I mean, everything's going to be all set up for me. You know, the job, what I'll do. I mean, regardless of that. You know, I won't like it. I mean, I'm supposed to like it, so I guess I just have to go along and mediocritize, kind of, you know, I guess almost sear my own conscience and my own desire to be the best version of myself in order to go along with what this new government is going to form and fashion for me. I mean, this is what it comes to. I mean, this is really crazy stuff. I mean, for me personally, I abhor mediocrity. I want a shot at being the best version of myself. And this is what I've appreciated about this country heretofore. And I see it slipping away. I grieve because I think, gosh, what are my grandkids going to, what are my great grandkids, what are they going to experience? I'll tell you, if Jesus would tarry, because I believe in that too. I believe that Jesus will be coming back. And that's when we'll have the true one world government. See, it's always, you always have the fake before the legitimate. You know, that's what happens in history. You look at it time and again, and you get the rise of the imitation, the rise of the fakery. And that's what we got right now. You got the rise of the illegitimate that's coming about. And then the good news is that we will have the legitimate one world government, as Jesus, the head of it all, is the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Then we'll have true ultimate and eternal liberty, something that we see in part and we kind of get a little bit of a glimpse of it. And but when we have it, it's like, wow, you know, this is so awesome. This is so cool. But then it can slip right through our fingers in this fallen world. It can be taken away from us so easily. Like we see what the government is doing right now here in America, of all places, you think, oh, this would never happen. You know that they would use political power against a former president or against us, anybody that, you know, believes in anything that is conservative, anything that's antithetical to their own belief. You know, God forbid that we should be in disagreement with the ruling power. That's what we're dealing with right now. And they're all out. Whether it's somebody who reveals, like Matt Taibbi, who reveals the Twitter files to say, okay, here's what's happening under the hood of Twitter. And he brings it out. I mean, we still to find out. We know that there's something nefarious, for example, in some of the voting machines, right? But boy, there's no way they're going to let us, lift up the hood and get down to it. But, should we know? But that's the nature, as we were talking, even when we started out, today's show with Adam Andrzejewski. Actually, it was part two of the first hour with Open the Books. There is an absolute anathema for transparency. They just want us to keep pouring money into this bureaucracy and for them not to be accountable. They don't, you're not the boss of me. Oh, really? What happened about we the people? It's a government of four by we. I guess my document, the Constitution, says that I am the boss of you. Who says I'm not the boss of you? Where did it say ever that you could come up with an alternative to the Constitution and claim some form of authority? The authority still resides in we the people. So this is why we the people must come together and exercise our God-ordained, mandated authority. Because we haven't, this is all part and parcel of the mess that we've allowed to occur and to continue in this country at the expense of our own liberty. But Joe Biden and others say, they're going to put you all in chains. It's ludicrous. And even for some people, who were raised, with that idea of being in chains, how they're willing to accept, kind of a modern form of slavery. And this is people of all colors who have relying on the government and have surrendered their freedoms for the sake of, government cheese and a government check. And what's the outcome? They do side hustles. They work under the table. They're less than what they could be. And they're not contributors to the greater call of humanity, the greater opportunity of this great American experiment that has given them a way of life and even an opportunity that it could be better. It could be better, but they can't see it because they've fallen victim of this modern day slavery brought to you by a political force that wants to be your daddy. And then they complain about it. Go figure. Thank you so much for being here and sharing a part of your day with us. We'll see you tomorrow.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination.